We mentioned Ukraine a moment ago, and the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has accused Russia today of choosing ballistics instead of the negotiating table. He made the charge after at least 17 people, including four children, had been killed in Russian drone strikes on the capital, Kyiv. We're joined now by Emmanuel Chaz, who is a Ukraine correspondent for France 24. Good afternoon. What's the latest information on the deaths and injuries that you're hearing?
Good afternoon. Well, in fact, just as you were speaking, there's another body which has been uncovered in the rubble. So that amounts to 18 bodies now recovered from the rubble. There's still rescuers on sites. And I say sites because there are 20 of them around the capital. There's 50 people who have been injured, the majority of which had to be hospitalized after those strikes. And just to give you an idea, those strikes are among the biggest we've experienced here in the Ukrainian capital. The explosions lasted for hours on end. There were several rounds of strikes. First, there were ballistics, then there were decoys, there were drones. There was a total of almost 600 drones launched at Ukraine, as well as 31 missiles. And even if Ukrainian air defense intercepted most of them, you know, the debris falling on buildings caused damages. And of course, there were a few drones, a few missiles, which managed to make their way to the air defense. So it's been quite a frightening night here in the capital.
Russian once again claimed it was focusing on military targets. You're in Kyiv. What was actually hit?
Well, you know, I've been to a number of sites today. I've seen no critical infrastructure in terms of military infrastructure. The railway infrastructure has been hit. That's the only thing that I can think of in terms of being strategically important for military matters. The rest of the things that have been targeted are what I saw this morning, a kindergarten, a school, offices, countless residential buildings. In any case, the people that are being uncovered in the rubble, the bodies that are being found are those of civilians. And among those civilians, there are at least four children, the youngest being two. There's a 12-year-old child, a 14-year-old child that have been that have been found dead after those strikes. Civilians seems to be really like the target day in, day out of those Russian strikes.
A Ukraine delegation will meet US officials in New York on Friday. We expect to discuss efforts to end the war. Is there any optimism from where you are that there is a way out in the short term that can bring this three-year-old conflict to an end?
To be honest, you know, the past few weeks, we've talked a lot about negotiations, about peace prospects, but Ukrainians on the ground, they live under Russian bombs day in, day out. They see people being killed by those bombs, drones, missiles every day. There's absolutely no hope within the population that there is any genuine intent on the Russian side that for those negotiations. The only successful negotiation that happened was in Istanbul when agreements were met, were done about the release of prisoners of war, which happened gradually and frequently, but that's the only success that have been recorded between the delegations, the Russian and Ukrainian delegation. On the front line, Russian troops continue their offensives in the air. They continue their air raids day in, day out. There's absolutely no change on the ground for Ukrainians, no matter what the Kremlin says.
Emmanuel Chaz, who is the Ukraine correspondent for France 24, thank you very much for joining us.